Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Carrie Donahue, in for Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. It's Monday, May 2nd, and we're bringing you real-time news, fresh like live radio, but on demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest.
Spirit Airlines has rejected JetBlue's $3.6 billion offer to buy the budget airline. Spirit released a statement this morning explaining that regulators probably wouldn't approve the acquisition. That's because of JetBlue's partnership with American Airlines, which is currently the subject of an antitrust lawsuit. Spirit says instead it will stand by its deal to merge with Frontier Airlines.
Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper says in a soon-to-be-released memoir that Donald Trump suggested opening fire on protesters following the murder of George Floyd. As crowds marched in Washington, Esper writes that Trump said, quote, "Can't you just shoot them? Just shoot them in the legs or something?" Axios first reported Esper's allegations.
Remember when Donald Trump asked this to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger?
"I just want to find 11,780 votes.
Well, this morning, two dozen people were selected to serve on a grand jury for a criminal investigation looking to see if the former president illegally meddled in the election. Experts say this case puts Trump in serious legal jeopardy.
New Mexico is now offering free childcare for 30,000 families through June 2023. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced the program, which she says will cover most of the state's families since it includes a wide range of incomes. For example, families of four who earn up to $110,000 a year will qualify.
If you have a lawn, advocates are asking that you stop mowing it for the month of May. And it's not just because this sound is the nemesis of all at-home podcasters. Gross. It's because lush, wild grass helps feed pollinators like bees and butterflies, and we need them. Communities from Wisconsin to Long Island have joined the No Mow May initiative. Here's a cool thing. You can browse and skip through the segments of the show. Look for the chapters feature in Apple Podcasts, Overcast, and many other podcast apps, or check out our player at insider.com/therefresh. Coming up, Dave is out today, in case you hadn't noticed, but he left us a chat he had about resume gaps. He talks to one professional in tech who says taking a break from your career to take care of others or yourself can be really valuable. WebEx is driving hybrid work by ensuring almost anyone, almost anywhere can be seen, heard, and have the ability to contribute equally. Learn more at webex.com/hybridwork. Ukraine's Air Force is throwing cold water on the ghost of Kyiv. That's a viral urban legend about a pilot who shot down some 40 Russian planes. The story served as an inspiration to the badly outmatched Ukrainian forces, but it may have grown out of hand, fueled by the Ukrainian security service. The country's Air Force Command now says no single pilot has downed that many aircraft.
Residents in the devastated city of Mariupol are gathering in hopes that the International Red Cross will be able to evacuate them today. That's in spite of renewed shelling after 2 days of ceasefire. Tens of thousands of civilians remain in the bombed-out city. One woman who was evacuated from a steel plant over the weekend told Reuters, quote, "You just can't imagine what we've been through. The terror."
The votes from a union election at an Amazon warehouse are being tallied today. The Staten Island location is just across the street from the first ever Amazon facility to unionize. The Federal Labor Board is expected to announce the results later this evening. A win for the union could spark a wider national effort, while a loss could indicate the first location was just a one-off.
Actress Amber Heard has fired her PR team because she reportedly doesn't like the bad press she's been getting. That's according to the New York Post. Heard is set to testify this week in Johnny Depp's defamation trial against her. After weeks of negative headlines, she's hired a new team to handle the narrative. Experts in the field of crisis PR have called it, quote, crazy for Heard to switch teams in the middle of such a high-profile trial.
Birds aren't real isn't real. That's really a thing I just said. The fake conspiracy theory alleges all birds were killed by the government and replaced with surveillance robots. In case anyone needed it spelled out, founder Peter McAndrew broke character to tell 60 Minutes it's just a joke.
So it's taking this concept of misinformation and almost building a little safe space to come together within it and laugh at it rather than be scared by it.
After the pandemic and the Great Resignation, many workers are facing the dreaded career gap on their resumes. But Prabha Kannan, who worked at Apple as the head writer for Siri, has chosen to take two career gaps. The first one lasted 7 years, and she just entered her second sabbatical in January. So Prabha, why did you leave your first job in 2010?
Yeah, so I was living in Boston at the time, and I had two major life changes that precipitated my career break. One, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And two, I gave birth to my first child. So I went back to work after maternity leave, which for me was 4 months. And I just wasn't ready. I didn't feel like I was doing a good job at home. I wasn't doing a good job at work. And I really wasn't doing a good job of taking care of myself. But I was fortunate to be in a position where I could take some time off and know that our family would be okay financially. So I left the paid workforce then.
I think a lot of people, particularly mothers, would object to the term resume gap. How do you feel about that term, specifically resume gap?
I hate it. To call that a resume gap or a career break implies that nothing has happened during that time, that you weren't doing anything productive. I was never as busy as I was in my life as I was during the 7 years that I didn't have a full-time job. And I did everything. I was managing a disability. You know, I gave birth to two kids and I was taking a bunch of classes, writing classes largely. And, you know, I was really sort of bettering myself.
When you're actually thinking about coming back to work, were hiring managers open to it?
I did so many things during that time period. I did so many, I pitched a lot of writing pieces. I published a lot of writing pieces. I, you know, had a lot of consulting gigs. And I think those things were tremendously beneficial for when I was ready to go back into the career force. I think that tech companies sort of take a lot of pride in marketing themselves as risk takers, right? I think the one area where they don't take risk is in their hiring practices, which are as traditional and as antiquated as ever. And I think really folks with career breaks or resume gaps are folks who've taken some of the biggest risks. What is riskier? What is a riskier move in your career than leaving a job without having another one lined up? And I think that in particular for tech companies, they would benefit a tremendous amount by looking at folks with non-traditional career paths and resume gaps first, as opposed to last, because that's where you're going to get some of the biggest innovators.
So you were at Apple for about how long?
Just over 4 years. I started out as a Siri writer and was in that role for 2 years before I was promoted to head writer and managing editor.
And so why did you decide to take a break the second time around?
Yeah, so the second one was a lot harder for me to leave. I loved my job at Apple, but ultimately I decided that I needed to clear some space for myself primarily, but for my family as well, especially after these last couple of years. Pandemic parenthood was really challenging for me, and self-care during a pandemic was really challenging for me. So the way I put it is I wasn't running from Apple, I was running to my family, and I think that's a really important distinction to make. I didn't leave because I hated my job, I left because I felt the pull of parenthood.
You recognize your own privilege, which I think is super important. You chose to take a career gap and you were able to because you had the financial security. But for others, they're forced to take a career gap and they don't have the same level of financial security. So what advice do you have for them?
Yeah, I'd say one of the biggest pieces of advice I have is to leverage your network. That was something that was huge for me when I was ready to come back into the workforce. But I think most importantly, when you take a career break, you know, you have to be thoughtful about how you're going to spend that time as well. I think one of the big things that helped me sort of pivot back into that position at Apple and to get back into the workforce after such an extended period of time off was that I kind of designed my career break in a way that made it look attractive to companies.
Thank you so much, Prabha.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Prabha Kannan is the former head writer for Siri.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Carrie Donahue.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.